Hey, what up, V12? We're so glad you're with us. Happy almost Easter.
It's Holy Week. It is a very holy week this week.
It's a holy week, friends. And we're talking about the resurrection because it's Easter week. And this is really at the center of our faith.
It's the pinnacle of our faith.
Why, though? Why is it the center of our faith?
Because
why not something else?
Yeah. I mean, the resurrection, if Jesus didn't resurrect from the dead, then he's just another guy who died under a Roman crucifixion.
Yeah. If he didn't go Lazarus, if he didn't go flu game on him.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. You're on your own for that one, man.
I was hoping you would just roll with that one.
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, we talked about Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 15. He says that if Jesus was not resurrected, then our faith and our preaching is useless. So those are strong words.
What a bold statement.
Literally, if the resurrection is fake, then there's no point in Christianity.
Somebody tweet that.
I'm sure somebody's tweeted that probably.
Yeah, maybe.
On the X.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Beside the point.
Are you still on the X?
Never been. I was never on Twitter.
Ooh, don't call it a comeback.
It'll never be I'll just never start, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that's why we're talking about the resurrection. That's why we talked about it tonight, was like, because if it's not true and if it's not provable and if it's not backed up by history and textual evidence, then like, what are we doing here? We're just believing something without any facts, and that seems a little cultish, a little unwise probably. So we want to believe something that there's some like facts behind, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Even like C.S. Lewis kind of pointed to it as well. Like the resurrection didn't happen, then Jesus was either Lord, he's either a liar, or he's a lunatic.
Yeah.
And if the resurrection didn't happen, then he's either a liar or a lunatic. He's definitely not Lord.
And he's dead.
He's also dead.
Yeah. So, but luckily, the evidence points to that not being the case.
Amen.
The evidence points to the fact that he is risen. Hey, what are your thoughts on this evidence that we talked about tonight? Have you ever like really thought about the evidence for the resurrection and whether or not it's like factually plausible, or did you just kind of believe it because it's what we believe and so we all believe it and so I believe it too?
I think in middle school and high school, I definitely just thought of it as, oh yeah, Jesus died on the cross and 3 days later he rose from the dead and now we can celebrate his risen life and have a relationship with him. And that was kind of the end. But then, especially in college and in the last few years, I kind of asked myself, like, if I am called to not be ashamed of the gospel, if I'm called to be prepared to give an answer for the testimony of my faith,
come on,
as 1 Peter 3:15 says,
let's go.
Then, like, I better be able to defend why I believe in the resurrection and why I believe in. Especially from a secular point of view, like an outrageous claim that somebody rose from the dead.
Oh, yeah.
And so I have to be able to defend that. And in order for me to be able to confidently defend that and be confident in my own faith, I had to do my research and I had to do some legwork, as the kids say.
Oof. So, and not just on the track either.
Yeah, or on the TikTok, because apparently people are doing that too. So I don't know. But
Are you on the talk?
I'm not, no.
Have you ever been on the talk?
April of 2020 when the world was on fire and then I was like, you know what?
You said
this isn't for me.
Oh, that's when you got off.
I was on and off in that same month.
Less than a month to get on and off the
talk. Okay. You know.
So you said, hey, I'll give this a try, and then you were like, nah.
I think I made a couple of videos of my dogs.
Oh my word. And then there's TikTok content of Lucas Schrock out there floating around.
Of Lucas Schrock's dogs.
Let's go.
Not my toes, my animal dogs.
Rest in peace,
freaks.
Rest in peace to a real one.
You know, trust.
Rest in power, Bo. Yeah, I think I'm kind of like you. I always took it for, you know, I trusted my leadership. So I just was like, yeah, I believe that. And then around college, I started really kind of like you, just wanting answers and wanting to know that what I believe was true. And so I did a little legwork and, you know, was really pleasantly surprised that, wow, the facts are on our side, that we're not just blindly believing something. History points to this. Secular sources point to this. Textual evidence points to this. And so, yeah, that was a good feeling to know that that was on our side.
That was a big thing as well. When I found out that followers, people who didn't follow Jesus and people who weren't Christians still confirmed the resurrection and these different sources.
Yes.
I was like, oh, we're cooking with something.
And I think that's the difference between Christianity and other religions, is that outside sources that don't ascribe to the religion will still validate the basic historical facts of it. You know, you think about other things like Mormonism or Buddhism or Islam. It's like, it's really up to people's like myth or legend or the stories they tell. We don't have these kind of sources like we do with Christianity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, last thing is, you know, what are the implications of having a resurrection that's really well documented? What does that mean for our faith? Since this is so factually grounded, how should we then use it? Like, what should we do with that, I guess?
We should share it. I mean, our faith is not just supposed to be for our own little comfortable lives. And I mean, it's not like you go out and hopefully you don't go out and say like, I only share the gospel to people who already know it. Like, you should be sharing the gospel to people who don't know the gospel. Like, as Jesus says, go and make disciples of all nations. And so that we should be challenged to share it, but also we should be challenged to be confident in our faith as well. If you've put your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and you've been made new, your old life has gone away and your new life is now here. And so be confident in that. And you can be confident in that through the word, but also through historical texts and historical evidence as well.
Yeah, I think I feel the exact same as you. It means we can be confident in what we believe that, you know, it's actually true. And then also we can confidently start up conversation with non-believers and not beat them over the head with the evidence and say they're stupid if they don't believe it, but at least get a foot in the door and say, you know, actually, factually, historically, even from secular sources, a lot of people back this up. Like, it's pretty well agreed upon that Jesus was a real person and he died a real death. And so if anything, you know, it could be a conversation starter, or it could bolster your case that you're not somebody who just blindly believes something, but that you follow the facts and that you use logic and reason. Because we serve a God of logic and reason. He's not asking us to have faith in something blindly and it doesn't make any sense. He is a God of order and reason. So, okay, that's what we got. Anything else, Rock?
I don't think so. Have a wonderful Easter. Remember the reason for it. Jesus lived the life that we should have lived. He died the death that we should have died. And because he resurrected, because he defeated death, we now have the opportunity to be invited in relationship with him. So be excited about that and remember that.
Yo, trust. All right, what's your favorite Easter candy?
The Reese's eggs.
Wrong. Robin eggs.
Okay.